Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should grasp the attention of every listener, and it should do so immediately. We should recognize the hand of God and what God is doing in this old world today. We're talking about the coming food famine. You might think, well, I'm talking about $5 for a loaf of bread, or $10 for a gallon of milk, or $5 for a dozen eggs. And it's headed that way very quickly based on what is taking place. Let me read you a blurb or two from this article, then we'll take our next caller. Food processing plants and distribution centers are burning down across America. And it gives the list. I'd read part of the list earlier, but one of them is the Tyson's Poultry Plant in Kentucky, Rice Dyer Kellogg Plant in Indiana, Tyson's Food Ingredients in Alabama, Meat Provider in Georgia, JBS Meat Plant in Nebraska, Smithfield Food Plant in North Carolina, Fertilizer Plant in North Carolina, Wisconsin River Meats, Louis Dreyfus, largest soy processing plant in the U.S. in Indiana, burned. Potato plant and processor in Oregon. Plane crash near General Mills plant in Georgia. Plane crash near General Mills plant and processing facilities in Idaho. East Conway Belt and Pork Butcher Shop and Meat Market in Maine. Industrial food preparation and processing facility in Canada. Maricopa County Food Plant Pantry in Arizona. Meat Packing Company in Georgia. River Valley Ingredients Plant in Alabama. And ladies and gentlemen, this article says, and that list comprises only some of the other outlets that are being burned to the ground each and every month in America. Further, it states it's not just the U.S. and Canada facing these particular fires, but the BBC reported yesterday a ferocious fire that broke out at the Riverway Food and Sausage Factory in Halifax, or in Hallow, England. Further in the article says, I believe there is a squeeze coming this year that is going to be very intense. People in a position where they are hungry, they're scared, they're angry. They're going to have rising inflation and food shortages. The food shortages are going to exacerbate the inflation itself. These fires are getting so out of control that it's leaving many wondering if these acts are deliberate or just coincidental, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe there's a coincidence in it. I believe it is deliberate. I believe that it's being done by the globalist reset agenda, and I believe there are folks that are in high positions on a global level that seeing that this is done to bring America to its knees to allow the government to control food, clothing, and shelter, as we find in Revelation, the 13th chapter, where the lawless one, the Antichrist, one day will control everything we do, every place we go, where we live, what we eat, and what kind of clothing we wear. That day is on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it's because we see the hand of God at work that these things are taking place, even though it's done by man. God is still sovereign. God is still on the throne. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. A couple of crucial points. I said from the day we met, I'm a firm believer in conspiracies. I tried to expose one 42 years ago that's yet to be exposed, and one day I hope to succeed and do it. Where I'm coming from today, 2 points. Point one, if you shut a plant down, a new buyer can buy it, start the equipment up and run it, operate, employ, et cetera, and produce. If you burn it down, the equipment's gone, and therefore that plant will never reopen because an investor is, are they going to invest in all new equipment and everything? No. It's going to be brought in from third world countries overseas, which they can squeeze off whenever they want and stop. The second point, there's a program, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where teams go against each other with dominoes. They set up vast arrays, all kinds of, you know, things happen with their dominoes. So it's an unbelievable program. You can watch it on YouTube even. But the key to that entire thing, they'll spend 18, 20 hours setting up the stage for the dominoes. Then one of the team members go down and he touches one domino. And that one falls and the entire array goes around and around and around and around and all the displays do their thing. It took one domino to make it fall. But the stage was set for the whole array to be destroyed on one domino. Mm-hmm. Now they, the system, the New World Order, the anti-America, anti-freedom and everything, have already set the stage for the fall of America and the world. They've got all of the, and I'll call them conspiracies, enacted and fulfilled to today. And there's more to come, which will be that final display, that final push when the American domino falls and the New World Order is achieved. We know that's what's coming because the Bible tells us.
That's right. And Dan, you're exactly right. And one of the things that I want to have a little dialogue with you for a moment, I believe that perhaps there are a lot of people that are listening to our voices today. They're saying those are just a couple of folks that are looking at conspiracy theory, and they're talking about conspiracy theory. This is far-fetched from conspiracy theory. These are actually real events that are taking place in relationship to what I have just said. Here's an article, that says, tens of thousands of chickens killed in Minnesota farm fire. An estimated tens of thousands of chickens were killed over Memorial Day weekend after a fire tore through a barn located in Howard Lake, Minnesota, burning down the structure in the process. The cause of the blaze is unknown, but authorities are investigating the damage of Foursome Farms. A Wright County egg producer is evaluating the damage left behind from a Saturday night fire. The Foursome Farms spokesperson said they do not have a firm number on the estimate, but they do feel that it's tens of thousands of chickens that were killed. The Foursome Farm spokesperson many as hundreds of thousands of chickens could have been killed, and nearby poultry likely suffered from smoke inhalation. Overnight, the fire destroyed one of our barns and Howard Lake Farm. Further, it says the Foursome Farms fire is the latest in a series. Hear me, Dan, listen. And for ladies and gentlemen, the only latest in a series of food processing infernos that have made very little news, leading to some to speculate that these could be acts of vandalism, but of arson. And this article is very, very clear that it is something that's taking place on a national level. Dan, is that conspiracy? Is that real? Do you feel that, and you touched on it very clearly, that you touch one domino and all of the others fall? Do you believe that this is set up by the globalists and the ones that are involved in the global reset?
What I do know, is the damage it caused after my own government said we must prepare for what? Food famine.
Yes.
We must prepare for what? Pandemic. They always lay the card out for us to look at and to see, but we don't correlate their hand in laying the next card over. They control every facet of life here in America and around the world. If we need it, they control it. And I'll give you an example. Part of the conspiracy I tried to expose in 1980 dealt with the railroad. I know for a fact that the railroad used to haul the majority of our food product production from city to city, state to state, one side of the country to the other, and so forth. And I watched Conrail go to a granary and tell this granary they was not going to supply grain cars anymore for them. They would have to go to trucking, which shut the granary down, which put more semis on the highway as they went across the country, not just one railroad, but all of them, and refusing to service our industries, forcing it to trucking. That was the first diesel, when the diesel fuel exploded, the shortages and everything. It was created by my own government, and it succeeded to where we are today. We are in the final phase of America's fall.
And you're exactly right.
And, you know, one day I'd like to share much, much more about that scandal or conspiracy, whatever. But I know for a fact they tried to buy me off and I wouldn't sell my soul. And I'm praying every day that the door opens for me to expose what I know.
Dan, and you're exactly right, and there are probably thousands and thousands that behind the scenes that are knowledgeable of this, and there's not been a forum for it. But, Dan, I'm going to read the headlines in brief portion of an article before I let you go. This article says, justice might finally be served. Arrest was made after 1,000 hogs' death, Wave Rock, small Iowa county. After a long string of unusual fires, unusual explosions, and disasters at food production plants, ranches, and farms across America, it is good to see someone finally arrested and charged in at least one of these cases of mayhem involving the food chain process. The story comes from Sac County, that's SAC, Sac County, a small rural county in western Iowa. After about an hour east of Sioux City, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When authorities arrived on Thursday, they found more than 1,000 hogs laying dead in two confinement sites. Investigators also learned that there was no access to food, no access to water in any of the enclosures for the hogs. The dead hogs in Iowa were only the latest conflagration of that which befell livestock in recent months. At the end of May, 60,000 chickens were killed in a fire ranch in Arkansas. Then there was the shocking story of 10,000 fat cattle that died unusually in Kansas last month, with authorities claiming a massive heat wave was cause of the deaths. The incident extended beyond the livestock. An entire truckload of peanut butter went up in smoke in a truck fire in Illinois. June also witnessed 7 major farm fires across America, causing more disruptions of the food product. Disruptive fires swept over farms in Ohio, Rhode Island, New York, Minnesota, and many more. The final brief footnote here says this, Dan, and I'll get your comment and let you go. This article, the final footnote says, the world is reeling from all the disruptions in the food chain, whether from nefarious acts, natural acts of war, we don't know. And all this disruption could not be coming at a worse time than it is now in America and around the world, end quote. Dan, I believe the concluding remarks should be that we both understand that this is nefarious. This is not something that is accidental. This is something that is a planned food famine. It is a planned implosion of the food products across America.
One more comment then.
All right.
So with all this said, with all this knowledge of what has just taken place, past, and is currently taking place. Let's just face the reality. The next thing we are going to hear, the next article you're going to be reading, is the amount of people that have died due to starvation. That is our future food source that they've destroyed, just so they can have that article written that human life is lost due to starvation.
We're on the fast track for it, and we've already had some of the major big boys, as I call them, stating that we're going to have a global food famine, and they've already found that in Africa, in many parts of Africa, on the continent of Africa, and we're finding that now more and more in the Western Hemisphere, and we can look forward to it, though it is sad to say, but I believe it's the fulfillment of prophetic word of God that we'll watch taking place. Dan, and thank you so much for your input.
The devil hates what God creates.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call.
God bless.
Keep looking up. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that basically culminates in what Dan was just saying and what we've talked about. This article says globalists are now taking over the food system. It's part of their plan to control the world, end quote. The globalist takeover of the food system is underway rapidly. If they control the seeds, they control the food. If they control the food, they control the digital, they can control the digital consumer access to the food. Further, it says, at a glance, look at this. The globalist takeover is coming to us from every possible angle, whether we're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food. All the changes we're now seeing have one goal, and that is to force compliance with the globalist agenda. Further, it says, the global food system and protein sources in particular are currently under coordinated and intentional attack to manufacture food shortages and famine. The globalist elite intend to eliminate traditional farming, eliminate livestock, and replace it with indoor-grown products and lab-created protein alternatives that they own and that they fully control. While the presence of hundreds of food brands gives the appearance of market competition, the reality is the food industry is totally monopolized by a handful, about a dozen companies, and all of them in turn are largely owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and few others. Eventually, your ability to buy food, your ability to get food, will be tied to your digital identity and social credit score, end quote. Further, the article states the globalist takeover agenda is nothing if not comprehensive. They're coming at us from every possible angle, and whether we're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food, all the changes we're now seeing have one goal, and that is to force compliance with the globalist agenda. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control the whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. This formula, famous quote, was by Henry Kissinger, is ringing more and more true each and every day, end quote. Quote, the globalists already control the majority of the money. They're moving over so swiftly to convert the energy system into systems that they all invested in. They've been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. If they control the seed, they control the food. If they control the food, they can control you and me through the digital ID control system of the consumer food supply. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about something that sounds frightening. As we talk about it, it sounds impossible. In fact, perhaps you're listening and saying, that man's gone crazy. He's gone off the deep end. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm quoting from you source after source after source based on research of what's being said and what's being done. What I'm trying to get us to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, is this is not happenstance. It's not something just a fluke thing that's taking place. It's not something that is here today, and we will be over it tomorrow. This is something that is growing. This is something that is actual. This is something that is taking place, and it's a planned pandemic, if you want to call it that, where there will be a further and further detailed food famine on a global basis. It fulfills what the Word of God says in Revelation, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 18, where there's coming a day after the rapture of the church when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and will control the globe. He will control the globe's food product. He will control the globe's fuel product. He will control the globe's health care. He will control the globe's buying and selling. And without the ID, the identification that will be required, you'll not be able to buy, sell, travel, or trade anything in the life of the human being. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over to the question or comment, please.
Never let a good crisis go to waste. Isn't that what Democrat Rahm Emanuel said?
That's right.
And I suppose as you carry that out to its logical conclusion, if you can create the crisis, you can then manipulate and not let it go to waste. You can get the end that you desire by creating crisis after crisis after crisis until you have exactly what you want. Another Democrat professor talked about nudging. You nudge people. Essentially, you push people around. You influence them by applying pressure. That's what a nudge is. That's the application of pressure. And right now, we seem to be getting it from every single front. You talk about a food crisis, a famine. In this country, we call it inflation. Okay. In this country, we within our borders have more wealth than any other nation on God's green earth. Thank the Lord. So in this nation, you see that your food costs you two or three or four times as much. The likelihood is you still won't starve, okay? You still won't starve. In countries like those countries across the continent of Africa, the vast majority on that continent live on about $2 per day. So when your price of a Big Mac goes from $2 or $3 to $5 or $6, you lump it. You go, yeah. When your gas goes from a $1.87 to, we got a real good deal the other day, paid $4.09. Do you realize how sickening that sounds? But, $4.09 was still doable. We kind of swallow hard and go, yeah, we got to go on with our lives. In countries like Africa, they continents like Africa, much of that continent will face real starvation, and it's a created crisis. Much of this is a created crisis. We just had a U.S. Supreme Court decision. It was West Virginia v. EPA. U.S. Supreme Court says, EPA, you do not have the authority to regulate carbon as if it were a contaminant. Okay, we have a list of contaminants, and you have NCLs and MDLs, maximum daily loads, maximum contamination loads. Well, they throw carbon into this mix and say, hey, we can treat this like a contaminant and regulate all of petroleum, all of coal, all of what they call fossil fuels. The only problem is they don't have that authority. They just grabbed that authority. But think of the direction that they were going. We're going to put all these additional fines, fees, levies, and regulations upon coal and upon oil and drive the cost up even higher. Make it so cost prohibitive to do business that no one will create another refinery, no one will open another mine, no one will drill another well. What does that do? It drives the cost up even higher. And everything that you do today, I don't care if you do drive one of them green – oh, that's complete bogus. What a lie. One of those green – electric-powered, battery-powered cars. Batteries don't power anything. Batteries store energy, and they don't do it very effectively often, but they don't create any energy. The energy still has to come from coal, or it has to come from natural gas, or it has to come from right on down the list. The energy produced by wind and solar is still like less than 3% on a national basis, and those cannot even be created without a massive amount of expensive energy of natural gas and coal and oil and other products.
Right. So, Greg, hold your thought for just a moment. We have Miranda calling. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Just a brief comment, Dr. Youngblood. I just know that the American people and the rest of the world have been subjected to a massive conditioning to accept less and less out of their lives. Mm-hmm. for instance, the mask wearing during the COVID-19, even though it really did nothing, and so many people were so compliant with it, it really upset me because I was thinking, I mean, this is dumb. I kept wanting to shout, this is so stupid. Why do you people think that a little piece of cloth is going to protect you?
Yes.
And it was like, but we have been subjected to this, not just with that, but over the years with many, many, many other things. And it's really been a slippery slope. But I know your time is short, but I'll let you go. But that was my brief comment. We've just been conditioned.
Miranda, you're exactly right. Conditioned for what they're doing and what they're going to do in the future. And they are now engineering a major, major, major food famine and a shortage
yes.
that I believe is going to have devastation in America. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Greg, I've got one headline I want to read, and we'll take the last couple of minutes before our time is up today. Is the coming food shortage government engineered? This article reads then, we've seen the government and government is playing a big role in the food shortages, and they have declared it will hit America shortly. If that isn't bad enough, we're also seeing cyber attacks on agricultural cooperatives causing serious problems. These, combined with the fires and other disasters that are not uncommon to these facilities, but have never happened in the quantities that we're seeing today. Nearly 24 food facilities in the U.S. have been burned down in the past 5 months. Now we're getting reports it's occurring overseas also. Some have speculated these are actually targeted drone strikes. However, in the midst of the push for a cashless society via the Great Reset, the planned starvation of the population to control them, we are hypocritically warned by the FBI terrorists, and terrorists is what they are, that they may target cyber attacks, may be targeting food plants. This is a code for there will be targeted cyber attacks on the food. And it goes in to talk about then how this is orchestrated, planned, and being carried out by the federal government. What is your take on that? How do you respond? We've got about a minute and a half.
Your government bureaucrats and your upper end government bureaucrats and your international oligarchs, your Bill Gates types of the world, they believe, they view the people as a bunch of servants, subjects, serfs, plebes. You're something less than them in their eyes. And quite frankly, they believe there are too many of us and we need to par this thing down. They need to control us, to dominate us. And the reality is, as believers, we're not second-class citizens. We do need to prepare. I spoke with a gentleman this morning. I said, what does your church teach about eschatology, end times events? And he had a good answer. He said, you know, our church believes that we should have oil for our lamps. Folks, that comes from the 10 virgins. Read in Matthew 25. And we need to be prepared as believers. We need to have oil in our lamps. We need to be prepared for Christ's return. We need to be prepared for dangerous, dire days, perhaps ahead in our near future.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.